And we are back after that brief traffic break. And this is the first segment. If you've come to know how the show is structured, what we like to do, a lot of times, I will say 70% of the times, we like to have, you know, a local elected leader or somebody from the community to kind of come in and talk about certain things. And that is the perfect way to intro this, because we have a good friend and a repeat offender in before us. She is none other than a good friend, Brockton Police Officer Nancy Liedberg. And Nancy has been here to talk to us about a number of initiatives that are held, and she leads. I think when I think of the Brockton Police, you know, it wasn't until I met her that I didn't realize that, you know, that the Brockton Police are more than just the people who are out there trying to catch the criminals. But you know what? That they want to be a good community presence. They want to be able to interact with the community and help in many aspects. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, Officer.
Hi.
How are you?
So when you gave that beginning intro and you said who you'd like to have on the show, I was thinking to myself, self? So all those people were unavailable and he called me. No?
No, not at all. No, because how many times have you been on? You've been on many times.
The radio so much with you that I want my own show, yes.
You deserve your own show.
I think it should be on my bucket list.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk about that. We'll definitely, it's almost like you have a regular quarterly segment on here.
And that's also what I like about doing radio with you, is that when we have something to promote, I can make a phone call and you always make it work, which we love.
Well, the idea, again, we are a community radio station, and this is a community event that's going to be coming up this Thursday, September 17th, taking place at the Arnone Cafe and Theater in Brockton, located on Belmont Street. Kind of give us the idea. It's called Sports Smart. What is that all about?
Well, to give credit where credit is due, I actually saw this for the first time back in March at East Bridgewater High School. And it was the night of a huge snowstorm. And, of course, I thought this will probably get canceled, and it wasn't. And good for them for still hosting it, because the training was amazing. I think they had about 100 in attendance, and I typically go around to the local coalitions and try to recruit speakers and the format and see what their agenda is and see if we can bring any of that current training to Brockton. So, of course, you know, I'd known Dr. Muse from being the medical director for Brockton. So when I heard he was doing Sports Smarts, figured go over to East Bridgewater, check it out, and I was absolutely blown away. I've been on the police department for about 20 years now, and I've worked within the community and in schools specifically for 10 years. And we are always trying to get a format that entices the parents, entertains the parents, but most importantly, educates the parents. And this was absolutely off the chart. So basically, Dr. Muse does a presentation on concussion prevention and treatment for parents of kids that are in whatever sports or dance or gymnastics, whatever, and kind of goes over what the current recommendations are for concussions, because obviously growing up for us, it was a lot different. So the education component is great. He's also very engaging, very entertaining, lacks a filter, which I can totally respect. So then they go into how sports injuries and prescribed medicine can turn into addiction. They had a local athlete from Taunton, Corey Palazzi, come in.
I actually, it's funny you mentioned Corey. Corey was recently, Whitman Hanson Regional High School had their sports night where they kind of talked about, they talked about not only concussions and all the things that they want their athletes to do, but Corey and his parents were there, and
it was
amazing that. And I don't want to give anything away,
because
I want
people. Okay.
But Corey nearly died.
Yeah.
And Corey is one of the lucky few. He didn't come. While he was able to live to tell about it, his circumstances are,
sure,
you know, he's living with circumstances his parents are, and he has become more of a speaker now.
Sure.
And he does a great job.
He's basically sending the message of what this stuff can do to kids.
And I hope folks don't go, oh, not another one of those, because he's also touching. Corey's he's a touching guy, and hearing is from his parents, hearing from not only from the parent side, but hearing from the athlete themselves,
sure,
what they endured. I think it's huge, and it's something that has to resonate with our young folks, that this situation, whether you're dealing with a concussion or dealing with drug addiction.
From a parent's perspective, it's amazing to hear the story, to listen to their testimony. It's just, it blows you away. But from a law enforcement perspective, so often we get caught up in people with an addiction that overdose and they're Narcan'd, or people that are in the addiction, they overdose and they're not Narcan'd. And then you have this whole area of the people in between that don't get Narcan, that don't die, and they go, 8 to 12 minutes without breathing, whatever the case was for Corey, and suffer a substantial traumatic brain injury.
Right.
So Corey is very lucid. He's very articulate. His speech is obviously impaired, so you can tell, where the brain injury comes in.
But his faculties are there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's just a beautiful, beautiful person.
And if I might add on also, and I believe that Dr. Muse was also part of that presentation.
Yes.
And another guy who does a fantastic job tied in. I believe that he is tied in with Signature Healthcare. He's a physician there.
Ken, maybe?
I
can't think of Ken's last name.
Okay. But Dr. Muse is with Signature Healthcare.
Yes, yes.
And and also is he not the director of this whole Sports Smart?
So yes, Smart? He's the Sports Smart program director. He's also our medical director for Narcan. He's the head of the emergency department at Signature Health. He's just done some amazing work with just education of Narcan. Just recently, a couple months ago, we did a training of nurses, athletic directors, social workers, clinicians, therapists in the school realm on how to utilize Narcan. And it was such a great turnout. It was so well received. And unfortunately, it's so necessary and so needed. But he basically just sees this as, obviously, for what it is, it's an epidemic. Mm-hmm. The numbers are, quadrupling.
Staggering.
And the education needs, it absolutely needs to be out there. I think from a parent's perspective, this is one of the best trainings I've ever attended. So I asked Dr. Muse if he would present in Brockton. He absolutely was more than willing and honored to come out and speak for us. I just need to get parents in the seats.
Again, we're speaking with Brockton Police Officer and good friend Nancy Lieberg, talking about this event coming up this Thursday, September 17th. It's going to be held from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Arnone Cafe Theater. Of course, the Arnone located at 135 Belmont Street. While we have a final minute here, folks need to know that, of course, this is a free program. There's no cost, and anything that's free, you want to at least attend, because this is great. Whether you're a parent, a guardian,
I promise it'll be worth their time.
Anything in as far as what if people who have some little ones? Is there any kind of assistance with children?
Sure. Site? So we're asking that people register at www.brocktonpolice.eventbrite.com. That is on our Facebook page as well, which is Brockton Police Community Education. We're welcoming parents with their kids over 12, just because of the nature of the talk.
Mm-hmm.
And kids younger than 12, we're providing babysitting as long as they pre-register.
Okay. And also Narcan enrollment also?
Narcan enrollment will be available by BAMSI Cope Center during the evening. And the format's going to be a lot of fun. Dr. Muse will speak. We'll have an intermission. There'll be resource tables for parents to visit. Chatwells is going to offer coffee and snacks and the school lunch form, so they can do that recruitment while we're there. And then after the break, Corey will speak. And at the end, parents will have another opportunity to visit the resource tables. There are a lot of people that are coming together for this event, and I'm sure I'm going to forget to mention one of them, but our community partners for this event are Banyan Treatment Center, BMZ, Mayor Bill Carpenter, the Brockton Area Opioid Abuse Prevention Coalition, Brockton Police, Brockton Public Schools, Castle, GRASP, Hand Delivered Hope, High Point, Independence Academy, our Chief of Police, our Sheriff, Joseph McDonald. Certainly, Chartwell's is helping us out, Learn to Cope, More, Safe Project, Signature Health, Stairway to Recovery, Teen Challenge, the District Attorney, Tim Cruz, and the LaFort family.
Right. We got to wrap this up because we got on deck. We got folks who are running for mayor in your great city who are going to be here to talk about the issues with our great moderator, Christine James. Being a great community liaison and trying to educate the folks, how can folks find out, how can they get in touch with you if they want to talk to you about this event or any upcoming event?
My email is nancy@brocktonpolice.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Nextdoor. They can check us out on our website, brocktonpolice.com. And certainly they can call my voicemail. It takes me a little longer to answer, 508-897-5377.
There she is, Brockton Police Officer Nancy Liedberg. Don't forget, again, Sport Smart this Thursday, September 17th, 7 o'clock at the Arnone School. Check it out and get educated, whether it's about concussions or the ongoing drug epidemic. It's definitely something that we need to do as a community, is to get educated. We'll step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. I promise, don't go anywhere.